Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. And I got to give a special shout out to John Lopez. You hooked us up with some chili, man. It's you gave us some chili yesterday, me and Reggie, and you waited until lunchtime confessions to mention that this is a different type of chili. And I got to be totally honest. I was a little shocked for a minute. I was kind of stuck. I'm like, all right, when you told us this was venison chili, and I never had it before. And I was totally fine with it. I trust your cooking. I'm a big fan of your cooking. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. And also yesterday you told me to let my wife try it. But don't tell her it's venison in it.
Did you?
I did exactly that. So I went home after the show. I showed her. I told her that John made some chili. She was super excited. She's a big fan of your cooking. And I want to say maybe about 15 minutes later, I warmed it up. I ain't warm her none up. So I just came over there with her and start eating the chili. And I'm like, hey, sweetie, you want to try it? She like, yeah. So she tried it, and this is how that whole conversation went. And mind you, I told her after the fact, I let her eat some bites, and then I told her what was in it.
Mmm. I love.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you like the chili?
Yeah.
So this chili is made with venison. You can't even tell though, right?
And there is a reason why you didn't tell me before I ate it.
He told me not to. It don't taste bad. You said it tastes good.
It did, but why the f*** would you not tell me something like that? You motherf***er.
It tastes good though, so it don't even matter.
No, because they make some cat taste good. Don't make it, I don't want to eat it necessarily.
Hey. Come on, it's not cat.
It's not, but it's Bambi.
Oh, stop it. You want some more?
I'm okay.
But you like
it. Nah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah, it was bad.
Nah, I'm gonna say that.
So she
said, I'm okay. That's crazy.
So she was pretty upset that I didn't tell her ahead of time.
I guess. And she called you an MF.
Yeah, she called me about 3-4 of them. But at the end of it all, she did say it was pretty good. I don't know if she would go back to it, because with her, one thing about my wife, it's a mental game when it comes to food with her. She don't like seafood. She don't like fish. And the crazy thing is, she never even tried it, but it's just a mental thing. The smell.
She just decided that she don't like it.
Yeah, she don't want to try it. But
hey, man, venison is healthier, by far healthier.
Hey, the person that responds like Fig's wife did, they not trying to hear about it being healthier or nothing of the sort.
Yeah, it's a lot of healthy stuff that she probably don't want to try or even eat. But she at the end of it, she did say it was pretty good. It wasn't bad. But she was so upset. I had to cut some of this audio out because she was just staring at me like she wanted to throw the whole bowl in my face.
She called it
Bambi.
Yeah, when it comes to content creation and doing radio, you did a good job. When it comes to like relationship, I don't know if that was a good tip.
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't know if I would have.
Now she's on edge now, because every time we have a conversation, she's like, are you recording this?
Real dent in the trust there, for sure.
Yeah,
but we appreciate you serving the show that way.
You did well, man.
Yeah, I'm taking one for the team, man. I'm taking one for the team. But she did enjoy. I actually enjoyed it, man. That was my first time having venison chili. And it wasn't bad at all, but I think
it's gonna win.
I hope so. I think it should win. I think it was good. I know. Only thing is, I wish it had some beans in it, because beans go in chili.
Oh, chili doesn't have beans.
Yes, it does. But you know, I would leave that.
Don't look at me for a tiebreaker. I eat either one of those.
Hey, I would leave that debate for another day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Figgy Smith Staple on Sports Radio 610. And yesterday, we got the news about John Amos passing away. And later on, I want to say it was way after the show, I see he actually passed in August, which was a little bit strange. But you know what?
He pulled the MF Doom?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I wish we could have got that news in August. I couldn't take all of these passings in 2 or 3 days, man. I wish we could spread it out a little bit. But yesterday, John Lopez brought up the death in threes. And everybody kind of know that superstition of, you know, when somebody passed away, it's like, oh, that's the third one.
Yeah.
I was always confused at that because I never understood the criteria of that. Like, are we talking about three celebrities? Are we talking about just three random people passing away?
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about a celebrity and your grandma and some random dude on the news passing away? Like, I never understood that death comes in threes type of thing. Can y'all explain that to me a little bit?
I think you're right on it, honestly. I don't think there's explanation necessary. I think it is what it suits the purpose, right? There's a level of confirmation bias in that because people want it to be true. So whatever works in order to be like, there's the three, right? Mm-hmm. I found the meaning in the thing. I recognize that being the case, even though I'll say that still regardless.
I think it kind of fits like if one of your relatives dies, then another one, you're waiting for the third.
If
a celebrity dies, then another one, you're waiting for a third celebrity. I think it's like what you're saying. It fits whatever the narrative is in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never understood that, but we usually say that pretty often. And I got a list of random superstitions we always use in our daily lives. And I'm going to go through. I want to see if y'all use these. And I think all of us use this one. Knocking on wood. Knock on wood. We do that. A lot of people do that all the time just in conversation.
I have a weird thing with the knock on wood superstition. I'm not I always say that, but then I have some that I'm not a very superstitious person.
Mm-hmm.
When I say knock on wood, I actually don't knock.
Yeah.
I just say it.
That's from being on radio, ain't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's from being on radio where you're like, I don't know if I actually have something to knock on particularly.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I could say sincerely, that was never something I actually did. It's something that I say because other people say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
It is I am trying to get across this feeling that I know other people feel, and so I will say it, but I don't actually do it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a entertaining part in the conversation where it's just like, oh, knock on wood. So I don't think people really take it too serious. But what about these? This is one. I probably did this as a kid, but people avoiding stepping on cracks on sidewalks.
That's right,
because
you break your mother back. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
and one. I love my mother personally.
Yeah.
You avoid cracks?
I love my mother, and she needs her back. You know what I mean?
You avoid them.
So I don't want her to have a bacchiotomy, so I do avoid
them. So the one I used to say, or we used to say as a kid, step on a crack, your mama smoked crack. So I would try to avoid those. That's one in the sticks. That's one from the ghetto.
I don't do that. I don't subscribe to that one.
That's one from the ghetto. But I guess the belief in that one is I guess it could bring bad luck. So a lot of these just bring bad luck. Another one is black cats crossing your path. That's a superstition where I guess it could bring bad luck. In some other cultures, it brings good luck.
Yeah, that's another one. Doesn't matter to me. You can cross. I walk under ladders, too. I don't know if you're getting to that one or not. I don't care about ladders. I don't care about black cats. There's some things I do, though.
Yeah, the thing about the walking under ladders is just why do people have so many opportunities to walk under the ladder?
It's very rare, right?
Like, I feel like most of the time, walking under the ladder is the least comfortable way to go about this. I will just circumnavigate that ladder.
It's inconvenient.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what about this one, opening an umbrella indoors? Because a lot of the people feel like that brings bad luck as well.
Yeah, I'll open an umbrella wherever I damn well please. Although, to be honest, I don't be opening umbrellas that much. I keep one in the car, and most of the time I'm like, I'm just going right there. I'm just going to hoof it. You know, I'm just going to run through the rain right quick. I might get a little, you know, wet from the rain, and it's cool.
I don't. And I don't think it's necessarily because of superstition. It's just you got to get through the door. You know, you open a big umbrella, you still got to get through the door. Open it outside.
Or are you one of those guys that carries around the golf umbrella?
I've got one in the truck that's a little bigger. It's not that size, but yeah, it's a little bigger. Yeah.
Yeah. What about this one? Breaking the mirror.
Do guys do umbrellas? I feel like a lot of guys are just like, I'd rather not umbrella.
I don't
do umbrellas a lot.
I ain't going to lie. Whenever I see a fella with an umbrella, I kind of judge a little bit. Unless you with your old lady and it's hers.
Or on a date or something.
Yeah. And you kind of jump up under the umbrella too. But if you just by yourself, I'm like, dog, you just going to the convenience store, man.
You gotta be a gentleman, man.
Yeah, unless you, I ain't gonna judge if you catching a bus or something like that. But if you just jumping out the car to go in the store, like, dog, put that umbrella back. Like,
I don't. I have one in the truck, but only for like really rainy days.
Like, put a hood on like a real man. But what about this one? Breaking the mirror brings you 7 years bad luck.
Who's counting? That's the one thing I've always like. So in 6 years, you're gonna be like, I got one more year left because I broke a mirror in 2018. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's going on?
No, I don't.
I don't subscribe to that one either.
I also very rarely break mirrors. I want to make that abundantly clear. Like, there's just not a lot of instances where I'm like, doesn't happen.
Or when if like a movers, I'll be going through this in a minute. When if a movers, some of your movers break a mirror, like, do that count for you or? Is it bad luck for the movers?
That's on them, isn't it?
Is the liability of the broken mirror on the owner or on the actual actor who broke the mirror? That's a great point. Let's go to the superstition court of appeals and figure out what's happening there.
Let's look in the rule book of superstitions. what about this one? Spilling salt. Because a lot of people say...
That's one I always do.
If you spill salt
over your shoulder?
Yep. That is ridiculous, man.
I do it all the time. All the time.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
That is ridiculous. This one I didn't know this was one right here. Whistling indoors. So I guess some coaches, whistling inside is thought to be bad fortune. As it could whistle away your wealth.
I never even heard of that one.
Yeah, I didn't either, man. I used to be a whistling mofo. I used to always whistle. I was Andy Griffin with the whistling, man.
we've got people weighing in. They're saying that if the movers break it, that's on the movers.
Yeah, man.
As it should.
Oh, wow. I don't... Like, maybe Lopez, this give you some level of belief. 713 said their son broke a mirror and he's in prison.
I don't know. I got to be careful.
We are establishing data.
Yeah, I got to be careful with these mirrors then.
Here's another one.
Here's another one. The itchy palms. So if your right palm itches, it means you have some money coming soon.
Yeah,
if your left one itches, you'll lose money. That's one. My aunties used to go by that a long time ago. I never understood that.
I never stood the never even heard of the right left thing. I always thought if your palms itch, you're just going to get money. Doesn't matter which palm.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I haven't. Yeah. But also, I'm trying to think about the last time my palms itched. That's just not a sensation that I don't even think I've had.
I don't know, but you banked after that.
Okay.
What about this one? Birds inside the house. If a bird flies into your house, you're going to see bad omen and potentially illness or death. That sounds like some witchcraft type stuff right there.
That's exactly what that is. There's superstition and then there's crazy witchcraft. That sounds like crazy witchcraft.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Another one, cutting nails or hair at night. So in some cultures, it's believed that cutting your nails or hair after dark invites bad spirits.
This is a dark list.
I know, man.
y'all be remembering all these rules? This is so many rules.
Yeah. The nails thing.
Just imagine somebody punch you in. Hey, don't be cutting no nails at night. You bring your bad luck in here. What are you, crazy? What's wrong with you?
Are you insane?
You say, yeah, so well, you said cutting hair as well, so I can't get myself a touch-up of the night before or something?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
What about this one? Never giving the knife as a gift. So giving the knife as a gift is said to be serve the relationship, so people often include a penny or a coin for the receiver to pay for it.
You've been... You're talking to my aunts and my mom, and that's a big thing in the Hispanic culture.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've never heard this.
Especially at weddings, like if you get a knife set, you have to give the person that gave you the knives a penny or a nickel or
so
whatever.
So it's like you pay for it.
You're purchasing it. You know, because if they give it to you and you don't purchase it, then it's going to sever the relationship or your marriage or whatever. A lot of times it's a marriage thing, mm-hmm. you know, because people get that type of stuff.
Sure.
When they get, no, this is generational in my house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, more power to y'all. I feel like I've established I've got a little lazy to me. I'm not thinking of all them rules. I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah, this one right here, I'm going to run through it real quick. This one right here, lucky number 13. That we kind of know about the number 13. People kind of scared of the number 13.
It wasn't a big thing to me until Apollo 13.
Mm. Huh.
Once Apollo 13 hit, I went, all right.
Yeah, I did notice
this
like
is bad.
I know a lot of apartment buildings or some buildings skip the number floor 13, so they go from 12 to 14. Some roads.
But if you're on 14, you know where you are.
Yeah, I always thought that was weird. But putting shoes on the table is considered bad luck, perhaps associated with death and mourning in some cultures.
What about underwear?
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Last one is tucking your thumb in while passing the graveyard. So I guess that's a big.
Never heard of it.
That's a big thing in Japan. People tuck their thumbs into their fists when passing the graveyard to protect their parents from death.
You ever heard of that one?
I never heard of that one.
Buddy, I stopped hearing about these about 3-4 of them ago. To be fully honest.
Yeah. That's all I got, all right. Man. Some weird superstitions that I really don't go by.
Very good. All right. The Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you, my man. And coming up next, the baseball game has started. We are in the bottom of the first, and we'll get ready to hand off to the drive. We'll do all that next.